Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for a refuah for Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassah and for Sarachana Bas Riva. They should both have a refuah shleima. B'soch Shar Chalei Yisrael. Today is the yortzeit of the great Gaon Gedol Ador HaChacham Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, whose Torah continues to reverberate in the world, whose influence is still felt. And one of my tasks in this world, I believe, I hope, is to spread his Torah to a wider audience. Not everybody sits and reads Yabi Omer in their free time. So we have been giving shiurim in the Sefer over the years, and particularly today on his yortzeit, I feel especially beholden to this task. So, in the fourth volume of the Yabi Omer and Simon Chaf Aleph in Yeridea, he has a very, very interesting lamaisa shaila. Omer Maran, nishalti odot shtarot kesef Yisraelim shetzulmu lehem psukim misefer Yeshayahu mitoch ha-megilot ha-gnuzot באותיות קטנות מאוד, עד שקשה להבחין בהם אלה הידי זכוכית מגדלת. ויש בהם אזכרות השם. אם מותר להשתמש בהם, אם מותר להכניסם לבית בית הכיסא ומקומות המתונפים. גם אם מותר לשרוף שטרות כסף עונה למזכרותיהם בבוא הזמן, לבאר מטבעות אלו להוציאם ממן המחזור. He was asked about bills, Israeli bills, that have psukim from Yeshaya, from the Dead Sea Scrolls. Very small letters. The only way you can read them is with a magnifying glass. And they have Shem Hashem. Are you allowed to use them? Are you allowed to bring them into the bathroom? Are you allowed to burn them when the time comes? What's the status of these bills? If you want to get them out of, make them non-current anymore, to take them out, Lautziyam and Amachzor, you want to take them out of usage, so the question is, are you allowed to burn it? So the shaila is, do these bills have kedusha because of the Shem Hashem that's written such puny, small letters? So Chacham begins with Shuta Tashbitz. Noda ma shekatav b'Shuta Tashbitz b'chelak alav siman kuf chav zayin. Shemutar limchok shem shenichtav shelo b'kavanat kedushato shemikivan shelo nichtav l'shmo. Ein bo kedusha klal. So it's a very famous tshuva of the Tashbitz. And siman kuf chav zayin, that it's mutter to erase a name of God that was written without kavana to sanctify it. Since it wasn't written with l'shem shamayim, it doesn't have sanctity. וכשכך כסף בספר עמודי הגולה אין שם וכך כתב השח ויורד היה בסימן רי שעין ואפסיף קטן יבט שאם כתב בספר תורה שימות השם שלא לשמן אסור למוחקן לצור תיקון ספר תורה משום דמר זה כן מנומר מש משאין שום איסור בזה משום מחיקת השם. So the Taz forbids one, if you have Shem as Hashem that written שלא לשמה, it doesn't bother him that you're erasing Shem Hashem. It bothers him that it doesn't look good afterwards. The Sefer Torah looks all spotty, but when you're erasing and writing again, so that's, he doesn't want you to do that. But as far as erasing Shem Hashem, he doesn't have a problem because it wasn't written L'Shem Hashem. And that is against the Pri Chodesh in the sixth paragraph of Yisera Tera Lachavav, Shafilu Nichtav Hashem Shelo B'Kavanas Kedusha Lo Kal Mechikaso Min HaTorah, that even if God's name was written without Kavana, you get, one gets Malkus for erasing it even Min HaTorah. That's unbelievable. So here you have a major Machlokes. Is it usher to erase Shem Hashem that was nichtav shalom b'kedusha? The Tashbit says it usher and mutter, and the Pri Chodesh says no, it's malchus d'oraisa. Wow. Ubagos memoniot, ubagot memoniot. I read it with Havaras Faradit because, among other reasons, Chacham Ovadia wrote it in Havaras Faradit. Ubagot memoniot katav b'shem hara. ממיץ, רב אלעזר ממיץ, שאם כתב אותיות של שם ולא נתכוון לקדש בכתיבתן, אין בהם קדושה. כדתן יראה שהיה צריך לכתוב השם ונתכוון לכתוב יהודה ותאה ולא יטיל בדלת. מעביר אליו כל מוסם מקדשו דברי רבי יהודה. חרומים רואים, אין השם אינה מובחר. אלמא דבעינן כוונה. בנראה שאין הכרח מדברי היראים, וסביר לה כי הרש בצנל, דיש לומא דלא מאיר, אלא בגון ההיא דשבת. אבל מתכוון לכתוב השם אל שלא קדשו, יש לומר דסתמו קדוש לעניין איסור מחיקה. So in the Sefer Hagos Memonios, at the beginning of the sixth perek of Hilchos Yisod de HaTorah, he writes in the name of Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, this famous Baal HaYoreim, that if you write Osios of Hashem and you did not have Kavana to be Mekadesh them, the din is that they don't have Kedusha. And he brings a raya from a brisa in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The brisa says, "Harei shayatzarach lichtov es Hashem." The Yad HaSofer was supposed to write God's name in a Sefer Torah. V'niskavin lichtov Yehuda, and he intended to write Yehuda. V'tov lo hitabod dalet. He made a mistake. He didn't put a dalet. So it turns out that God's name is written just shelo lishmo. What does he do? Maver lof kumusum akadsho. So you write it over, you write the yudke vavke again, and you sanctify it. And the chachamim say, no, ein Hashem hazeh min hamuvchar. In other words, this isn't ktav. Ktav al beiktav is not ktav. It doesn't count to write on top of it. So what do you see about this Shem Hashem? Does it have kedusha? No, everybody holds that it doesn't have kedusha. So you see from here that you have to have kavanah to be mekadesh alma to be no kavanah. You have to have kavanah to be mekadesh the shem. V'nir shein echreich midivi areim the sphere like harash b'tanal. No. There's no raya that the areim necessarily holds like the rashbits. The rashbits, the tashbits that we quoted earlier in chelik aleph siman kuf chav zayin. Because we can say that he's only talking about a case like in Maseches Shabbos, where you bechlal didn't have kavanah to write yudkei vavkei. If you bechlal don't have kavanah to write yudkei vavkei, so what's the din? The din is that it's not holy. But let's say you did have kavanah to write the Tashbis Tom, where you did have kavanah to write yudkei vavkei. Elamai, you didn't want it to be holy. You didn't want it to be sanctified. So there, maybe it is holy. Here it's worse because you mamish didn't even have kavanah to write Shem Hashem. You wanted to write Yehuda. But if you have kavanah to write Shem Hashem, maybe it is holy. So, but the Tashbit says it isn't holy, and the Yoreim, it's not clear what he holds. At least from here. But that's the way the Birkei Yosef writes in Yoredeh Sim Reisha and Vav Siv Kon Chavdalad, but that's a Yoreim. Bechein mitbayad v'sefer a Yoreim. Shachar dvar avana siyeim v'taim adichol davar ta'alui b'kdusha ba'inin kavanah. Kiznam benazir hekdesh ta'ut einu hekdesh. So he compares it to Hekdesh Betos. So the whole thing was written Betos. The whole thing is a mistake. It's all fake news. Because he Bechal didn't want to, he wanted to write Yehuda. So it's like Hekdesh Betos. But if he had intended to write Yudkei Vavkei, maybe we'd be holy. Even if he didn't have Kavanah Nimi Mekadesh Hashem. Ulam Agon Mari Tai B'Sefer Vavei Amudim B'Dibur Matchil Gam Katav Sheladat HaTosfot Be'Abudah Zarach Av Zayin Amud Alef Dibur Matchil V'chi דסטמה בספר תורה לאו לשמוקי כדי מוכח בגית אין הזכרות שלו לא כתבתי לשמן נרד הוא הדין דמותר למוחקן ושכן נראה בדבר רבינו יראה מקדקה שבת תשפץ בחלק אלף סימן קוף חוב זיין. However, the Ma'ari Taib in the Sefer Vavei Amudim writes that according to Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, that when you write God's name in a Sefer Torah, it's, unless you have special kavanah, it's not considered lishma like we see in Gittin and Dalet Amud Beis. So that would mean that you're allowed to erase it. If you don't have kavanah lishma, you're allowed to erase it. And that would appear to be how the Yoreim holds and also the Tashbits. So he learns in the Yoreim Pshat that it's, even if you intended to write Shem Hashem, you just didn't have kavanah, that it should be holy, you're allowed to erase it. But as we said, in the Yoreim, you can, apparently the pshat is that you b'chal didn't have kavanah to write Shem Hashem. And that's why it's not holy. And it's also not a raya from the Tosin of Avodah Zarah, that stamas karos are not lishma. So what does Tosis mean? Tosis means that as far as Kedusha Sefer Torah, it's not going to have Kedusha Sefer Torah unless you have special kavanah lishma. But as far as Lenyan Mechiga goes, you know, as far as erasing it goes, you know how to erase it? So here we have a fundamental machlokes between, as we said before, the Tashbits and others who hold that if it wasn't written b'kavanas kedusha, you're allowed to erase it. We have the Prichadosh who says you are not allowed to erase it. The Tashbits as well as you are allowed to erase it. The Prichadosh says you're not allowed to erase it. And then we have the Urayim who seems to say that if you don't have kavanah b'chalal to write Shem Hashem, it's not holy. But it could be that if you have kavanah to write Shem Hashem, then it is holy, even if it wasn't you weren't writing it for the sake of thinking about God, thinking about that it should be holy, intending it to be holy. Now we're in Old Bet of this tshuva. Akum shitnadev korah v'shem katuv aleha bodkim oto. Im amar b'dat Yisrael v'rashtia yagud v'yishtamesh b'motar. V'im lav tu'na g'nizach ha'shinan shama b'libo l'ashamayim. ומסכין את הנתם מדברי שיגוד וישתמש במותר, זה שם שלא במקומו לא קדוש, כלומר אין הקדוש על המקום השם, באותו חתיכה תיגנז והשאר ייבנה בבית הכנסת. כי דתניה היה כתוב על ידות הכלים ועל קרי המיטה יגוד ויגנז. So we have a gemara in Erchen. You know, you have this shayla of these microscopic bills, and God's name written microscopically, and as always, it's one of the great pleasures of learning tshuvas is that you see it's we have sources in the Gemara, we have sources in the Rishonim, we have sources in the Achronim, even before the Shiloh was Lamaisa, but we have a precedent. So it says in the Gemara that if you have a goy, an idolater, who wanted to give a korah, a beam, to the shul, and it has God's name written on it, you ask him if he was mafreshit b'das Yisrael with Jewish people in mind, al das, what Jewish people would want. So what you do is you cut out God's name and you use the rest. And if not, it requires geniza. You have to put the whole thing into, you have to bury the whole thing. Why? Because we're choshesh that libo l'shamayim, that he wanted to give it to Hekdesh, and there's no tikkun for Hekdesh b'zman hazeh, you have to bury it in the ground. And the Gemara concludes that the reason in the Reisha, Yagud v'yishtamesh, that if he had Kavana al-Das Yisrael, I separated this for the what how the Jewish people would want. The reason Yagud v'yishtamesh b'mosar, because Shem she'lo kasu, she'lo b'mekoma, lo kadosh. Because a name written, she'lo b'mekoma, meaning the name is only holy where it's actually written. But the rest of the area is not considered holy. And then we bring a raya from a brisa to that effect. So you can cut out the name, bury it, and then the rest of it use. Because he had Kavan al Das Yisrael. Yisrael doesn't want it to go to Hekdesh, so they can use the rest of the beam. And only where God's name is written is holy. Tosfos. Yagod v'yishtamesh b'motar, mashma sheyachtoch ha'korah, v'lo yane me'otah chaticha shekeneged Hashem, tebimkomo miha kidesh Hashem. V'yesh lizher, kshekotvim sefer Torah v'tfilin, v'gerro makom Hashem, she'en lechtov bimkomo. So it's mashma she'es tosis that you're allowed to cut out the beam where God's name is written, don't have hana from that area where God's name is written, because b'mekomo it's holy. Just shelo b'mekomo it's not holy. But where it's written is holy. So we see from here that even though stama de milsa, even though generally a goy doesn't have kavana to sanctify God's name, right? When goy's writing God's name, he's thinking this should have kedusha. No, he's writing it, he doesn't have kavana that it should have kedusha. Nevertheless, it has kedusha that you're not allowed to erase it. and you have to bury it. It's ton geniza. So you see that even without kavana to be mekadesh, it's still holy. And then Tosa says they have to be careful when you write Sefer Torah and Tefillin, and you erase the Shem Hashem, which I guess was written Shelo Lo B'Kedusha, but She'ein Lichtov V'Mekoma. But how are you able to be Megara Mokom Hashem? So the answer is that you're not erasing it, but as Rav Avram Price explains in his Mishnas Avram and the Smag, pshat is that a name was written betalos b'sefer Torah b'tefillin, and they removed the entire area of the clap that had a shame, and under that there's still gvil, there's still clap, because let's say it's thick, and they removed the top part, and that they buried, so you shouldn't write another word on the gvil hachalak, because the shame is Makadesh the Gvil. But what do you see from here, from this Gemara and Tosfos? You see that even though the Stama de Milsa ain't a Goy Miskabin the Kadesh Hashem, generally the Goy doesn't intend to for God's name to be holy, but it's still holy. And therefore you have to be Chotech the Korav Lo Yohana Meose Chaticha Shekeneged Hashem. Like Tosfos, the Mekomo Miokidish Hashem. That area where God's name is written is holy. You see, without Kavana, you're Mekadesh. The Tashbits, Nechelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Mem Tes, argues with Tosfos, and he says you're allowed to use the Makom Hashem, you're allowed to write in the Makom Hashem after it was peeled off. Vayem b'sefer kiseh rachamim, b'perakei mimesechet sofrim alacha yud gimel. Or b'sefer simchat Yehuda Najar, ve'en kan makom laharich. Beautiful. All right. So what do we have now? We have the mashmos of the Gemara and Erechim with Tosfos that when a guy writes Shem Hashem, even without kavana to be mekadesh, it's holy. Ulam yada docha netuya. Lomar dahainu b'ofin shevshar she'goy katfo l'shem kedushat Hashem. Now maybe the guy did have kavana to be mekadesh l'shem Hashem. V'chein reidi b'shut noda b'Yehuda tinyana. I saw this in the Noda Yehuda and Yeridei and Simon Kuf Pei. He brings what the asker asks from Erechin, wants to prove from Erechin, Vav Amar Aleph, Shafil lo nechtav l'shmo tzarech geniza. But even if it wasn't written l'shmo, it still requires that you should bury it. V'katav alav ani tamea, she'echan mevo'ar kein ba'arachin, v'adarab, adei she'katav Hashem ala korah, amrinat she'zoi raya she'kevenato l'shamayim. He says, what's the raya that if it wasn't written l'shmo, it needs geniza? I say fakert. It was written l'shma. Kavanas ol hashamayim. And based on this, we can also be docha the raya of the Pri Chodesh. She writes to prove that it's aser min haTorah to be mochek Hashem. That's nichtav shelo bekavanas kedusha from the Rambam, the sixth parak of Yisori haTorah lachavav. Kli she'Hashem kasev alav kol tzitz makom Hashem v'gonzo, a kli that had God's name written on it, you cut out the God's name and you bury it. V'afilu haya Hashem chokuk b'klei matris or b'klei zechuchis v'atik v'heisech hakli harei ze loke. And even if God's name was written on metal or on glass and then he melted it down, there's a typo here in the Abi Omer. It says hatik, it's with a chaf sofit, if I remember correctly. Ve'esech hakli yareze loke, so he gets malchus. Elachotech makom megonzo. Rather, you cut out that place and you put it away, but you're not allowed to erase. You're not allowed to melt it down. Va'mistam Hashem kasher katuv bekelim lo netkadesh va'af bichin kedav rav shemochko areze loke. So what did the Pri Chodesh want to say? Look at the Rambam. Mistam, he didn't have kavanah to be mekadesh the shem. And yet he still says, you're not allowed to erase it? And the answer is, no. The Noda Yehuda would argue that the guy did have a covenant to be Mekadish the Shame. Everyone knows what the Beiros HaMayim says in Yoredei and Simon Yud Gimel. The kadma einen shapir near the al korchuk divrei rama myri shakida shem shenechta bala kalin shim lokan heach lokal zeman torah love the mail shem akin oto makat mardut the ve kotiot shenet palot la shem shem ochkom lokal ya makat mardut kama shekav rama shem la chagim ala vaday she beshem shenet kadesh myri. So in the Beres Hamayim he says it must be talking about where you sanctified God's name, because otherwise how are you getting Malchus Daraisa? If the guy didn't have kavanah to be makadish to Shem, he'd only get Malchus to Rabbana, Malchus Mardus, because those are like the osios that are connected to God's name, like Elokeichem. So the Chem of Elokeichem, or Elokeinu, the Nu, so these extra letters which aren't actually Shem Hashem, so for that you get Malchus Mardus. Here also, if the guy didn't have kavanah to be makadish, he should only get Malchus Mardus. So it must be that he had kavanah to be makadish to Shem. However, in the Sefer Seder Mishnah, Reish Perek Vav, the Mesirat Torah writes, the Mashkav Rabbeinu Balach Avav Shemitiyach Hakli, Shekatuv Alav Hashem Lokeh, Tzich Lomar Delomar Elek Shenotav Hashem Alakli L'Shem Kedushat Hashem. Dim Lokein HaMalkot Bevadai Leka, Shein Kan Isur Torah, Ve'ach Katav Rabbeinu Delokeh. So it's talking about, again, where he had Kavana B'Makadesh L'Shem. So one could theoretically argue that it's talking about where he didn't have kavana, but it's still better than otios hanitpelos l'shem, because this is mamashem Hashem. But the mice you see in the achronim that they don't learn that way. That they learn that it's talking about where he did have kavana. Ayin mechaschinuch tof lametches and others, again the Seder Mishnah, the Beres Mayim. So we have no proof that if there was no kavana l'kadosh es Hashem, that it's holy. Ela shelechora, yesh lochech lasor mechikat Hashem shenatav shelo bekavanat kedusha mikad ma shekadav Rambam bepereq vav melachot yisudei Torah halacha chet. Ketvei HaKodesh kulanu peir Hashem ubeir Hayam asur lisorfan ulabdam beyad. Bemet dvarim emurim beketvei HaKodesh hakatvan Yisrael bekedusha. Aval habikoros Yisrael shekatav sefer Torah sorfim oto im haskarot shebo. Lebnei sheino mamin bekedushat Hashem velo katvo lishmo, ela shehu ma'aleh bedaato. שזה שקשר הדברים, הועיל ודעתו כן לא נתקדש השם, ומצווה לסורפו כדי שלא להניח שם לאפיקורסים, ולא למעשיהם. So what does he say? He says that when are Kisvei Kodesh holy? When you have Kavanah to be Mekadesh Hashem. But if an Apikoros writes a Sefer Torah, it's you burn it. Why? Because he didn't write it L'Shem Hashem. Because he thinks it's like other things. He doesn't believe in God. Why doesn't Rambam just say, because he doesn't write L'Shema? Why does he have to add this whole arichos and say, because he doesn't believe in God? So that might indicate that regularly, if somebody does believe in God, he didn't have special kavod mimakadish the shame, but he does believe in God, then it has kedusha. It only doesn't have kedusha here because he doesn't believe in God, and it's mitzvah l'sarfo kadei shelo l'anir shem l'apikorsim lo l'maaseim. You don't want to leave a name for apikorsim. In other words, this was written by an apikoros. You don't want people to think about the apikoros. You don't want people to remember the apikoros. So dafka, if it's written by an apikoros, you burn it. But otherwise, it is holy. Otherwise, there's no reason to burn it and ask kedusha, possibly. Because the person does believe in God, and there's no inyan of not lo l'anir shem, not to let his name remain. In the Sefer Machaneh Ephraim, in his Chedushin to the Tur Yoredeya, Daf Lamed Zayin, he says, "Veriti misha ratzal omar." That's the Pri Chodesh. Shafilu nichtav shelo b'kanvat kedusha asur l'machkom en haTorah b'lokeh alav. Uchir ken mashkitav Rambam shemetichah kli lokeh kli shekatuv alav shem lokeh alav. V'stam shem haketuv al kli lo nachtav l'shem kedushato. V'afilu achi lokeh alav elu dvarav zal. V'einam nirim li kama shekatavti leil. Da kaimelan dugo shekatav l'shem tzir kniza. אף בי שסתם גוי אינו כותבו על השם קדושתו, אין זה למד רבנן ומשום ביזיון. והיד הרמב״ם בשם שכתוב על הכלי, לכאורה נראה לי מדברי הרמב״ם, שקדושה אמורה בהזכרות, היינו, שכיוון בשעת הכתיבה שכותב השם, ובזה בלבד חל קדושה. וכן נראה ללמוד מדבריו בפרק ו' מיסודי התורה לחכת, ומה שעריך ברשנו ולא סגל אומר, משום שלא כתבו לשמו, משמע שכל שמתכוון לכתוב השם, אף בשלו נתכוון לקדשו, הרי זה קדוש. ומה שכתב בגיטין ההזכרות שבו לא כתבתים, לשמן היין לומר שכתבם שלא בכוונת השם, כך כתבו התוספות, מנחות, דף מן ב'. So what does the Machane Ephraim say? He brings the Pri Chadash who says that even if you write it Shelo B'Kavanas Kedusha, you're not allowed to erase it Minat Torah. He proves this from the Rambam that you're not allowed to melt down a Kli that Shem is written on, you get Malkus. And Stam Shem that's Kosev Al Kli wasn't written the Shem Kedusha, nevertheless there's Malkus, that's what the Pri Chadash says. The Machane Ephraim says that I don't agree with that. Because that we pass in a Goy who writes the Shem needs Geniza, even though Stam Goy doesn't write it the Shem Kedusha, it's only Midrash Bonin because of Bizayon. That when the goy according to the Machane Ephraim, when a goy writes it, it's going to have kedusha only midrabanan. If you don't write it l'shem kedusha, it's midrabanan. And that the Rambam says that if you have shem kasuv al kli, that you get malchus min haTorah. So he says that the kedusha is shekivein b'shat haktiva shekotev Hashem. You have kavanas Hashem. And that's enough. All you have to do is have kavana to write Shem Hashem. And then it becomes holy. And when the Rambam says that if you have a kli on which God's name is written, you get Malkus. That, if I'm understanding the Machane Ephraim correctly, he's talking about where a Jew wrote it. And Stam, when a Jew writes it, his kavan is lishma. His kavan is to write Shem Hashem, and that's already makadesh it. Because Stam askaras are lishma, and when you write God's name, you have kavan to be makadesh, and therefore there's malchus d'oraisa. And when it says in the Gemara that he wrote the askaras, he didn't write them lishma, that he wrote them dafka shelo b'kavan is Hashem. But Stam is lishma. So he holds that if a goy, the Machane Ephraim says that if a goy writes it, it's only going to be Dirabanan, because a Stam goy is not Lashem Kedusha. And when a Jew writes it, then it's going to be Asir Midaraisa to erase it, because Stam Askaras are Lashma if a Jew writes it. But this is hard to say in the Rambam, because in the first parak of Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam says that if you write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzah, Ubishas Ksiva lo haisa lo kavana, v'katab azkara min azkarot shebem shelo lishma psulim. You didn't have kavana. So you see, lehedji, the Rambam holds that you have to have kavana, that it should be l'shem kedushas Hashem. It's not enough stama. The Machane Ephraim wants to say stama is l'shem kedushas Hashem. But you see, in the Rambam, you have to have explicit kavana. Orchos Chaim, Orchaim, Orchos Tefillin, Orchos Chavdal, v'tzarech Chav in azkarot l'shem Hashem, v'shiyotzi b'sfatav. You have to have kavana l'shem Hashem. You have to say it, and otherwise there's no fixing it. Ulepeirush ba'al atumah yitzchak shomar beferush al b'tchilat haktiva v'machshava v'day bay b'chol shem b'shem. So the saying it verbally is only at the beginning of writing, but a machshava requires each time b'chein da'as haRambam. So they hold you have to have explicit kavana, and therefore the Rambam says that you get malchus for melting down a kli with Shem Hashem. It's talking about we had kavana explicitly the Shema. So if there was no explicit kavana lishma, so it might be d'oraisa to erase, it might be d'rabbanan to erase. In the Ein Yitzchak, Rabbi Zuchachan, Chelik Orachayim, Simen Hey, Oz Tess, he says that the Rambam says, Shabikis Ve'akodesh, Shekos Fungo Yiganzu, Because maybe he wrote it L'Shem Kedusha. That's why. But if it wasn't written L'Shem Kedusha, then it wouldn't require Geniza. And we have our deal from the Rambam, that the Rambam says that when are you not allowed to be sorry for them? When you write it b'kedusha. But not because Yisrael, who writes a sefer Torah, you're allowed to burn it. It's a mitzvah to burn it. Because he didn't write l'shma. He thinks it's like Sha'ar Dvarim, and the name of God wasn't holy. And it's a mitzvah to sorrow for kedusha, shelo l'neach shem l'apikorsim. Maybe if it's not an apikoros, and one could argue that it's also non miskadesh, because he didn't have kavanas kedusha. Or one could argue, no, that it is. Stam it is kodesh. Or at least the rabbanon. So the bottom line is that there's a lot of ikulei okshure. It's not pashut here. In the Rambam, what's the din when a person didn't have kavana to be mekadesh as Hashem? So in Os Dalet, the Chacham writes, "Nehardel anpin nidom lidan." Let's turn back to our case. What's our case talking about? Kilfima shenishmat pasat shtarei kesef alav nasid b'chutz la'aretz ve'shenich ki apolim she'asku bat pasatam goyim hem ve'akovanim v'aday shelot pisu atkarot sheban lishmam ve'nodav b'sharim mitzuyim b'alacha sheish poskim shesovrim she'en kedusha kol kach b'sfarim enitpasim kamo sfarim shekatvu b'ktav yad. So the people publishing this money, printing this money, are goyim from chutz la'aretz. And it's already well known that there's not such kedusha and svar manit pasim like if it was written by hand. If it was written by hand, it's much holier, like the Rokeach writes in Simon Reish Peshet Tfus Eino Kichtav. And so writes the Mahari Ben Shangi in the Shut Ber Rus Hamayim in Chelek Orachayim Simon Kimo. Shamekil Ben Yenei Tzniut Bifnei Sifrei Talmud Shenit Pasim Yesh Lo Amal Esmoch Amachem Retov Lo Av Bracha. So he says that if one has to wants to have relations with his wife and there's svarim in the room, he has what to rely on. Because they weren't printed by written by hand, they were only printed in a printing press. V'hamachmir tell all of bracha. I don't recommend it. Better be machmir. V'kach kaseh b'shuto al Yitzchak Chassid in Orachaim Simin v'avayin Shem. V'einod b'shuto al Yosef Molcho shevi divrei chamdat yamim shekatav la'kel b'zeh b'svim netpasim. So we have that it's svarim and it's pasim, where there's what to be rely on, that it's more kal, and we also have the fact that they're going more printing it, that they don't have kavanah to be mekadesh Hashem. B'shut Chavot Yair, b'siman kuf peidalit, he writes, "Svarim and tefasim ha'idei goy, yesh tzad kula, ki kedusha sefer Torah nemshechas ha'idei she'anish mezchaim ba'apov, chelek alokai mimal, ma'ashekein svarim and tefasim ha'idei goy, she'ein oma'amin ba'borei." If you don't believe in God, then how are you giving it kedusha? And especially today, it's all done with a computer. It's not directly from human hands. In the Shut Evan Yikar in Chelek Beis Siman Lamed Gimel, he was asked if you're allowed to go into the bathroom with a Tanakh that was written in really, really small letters. You can only read it with a magnifying glass. And he said, "There's no kedusha Tanakh in this because the osios can't be seen. You can only see it with a magnifying glass, and therefore it doesn't have a gedin ksav." But lemaisa, don't be mevaz in such a Tanakh. So that's all when it's opened up in the bathroom. When you put it in your pocket and it's closed, it's covered, then you can even be more mekel. Like the Radbaz says in Chelek Gimel, Tavkuf Yud Gimel, Shemutra likanis lebeis ha'kisei k'savim sheish b'yam divrei Torah menoch b'tocheko b'toch mitznefes. Lozu bilver alfim shnai sidra v'hiotz v'zemutra al mechusimein. You're allowed to go into the bathroom if you have a Mishnah, a Gemara, a Sefer Kadosh, as long as it's covered. But the Ma'aseh Nachon LaHachmir, Elim Ken Ksuvim B'Ksav Rashi V'Chayotze. But it's better if it's written in Ksav Rashi, not written in Ksav Ashuris. The way we write Hebrew, it's better if it's written in a different font. Gives it less kedusha. Valzani Somech Lasis Ma'aseh Batzmi. I rely on that. Ulufiza B'Tanachem B'Tzulam Aydei Photographia. Shkol Isur Shalano Elam Torah Schumra. מותר להניחו בכיסו וחיקו מחוסה להיכנס בלבס הכיסא אפילו לכתחילה. So here you have an extra kula, because you can't see the letters. So you're allowed to go into the bathroom even לכתחילה, and so it says in the שבוסיין כמחלק א', מותר להיכנס לבס הכיסא בקמם המחוסה מכיסו ובגד, as long as it's covered, so people used to have today, you don't see it so often, but when I was a kid, everyone walked around with the kahati mishnais, those small kahati mishnais, the green ones. They put in their pockets, you can go to the bathroom with that, those pocket mishnais. Today I've seen even pocket gemaras, they have little gemarot, mevorot, that you can fit in your pocket. So one covering is fine. And these shtare kesef, so you have a few kulas, written by a goy, by a machine, and you can't see the letters, and bringing it to the bathroom as long as it's covered. So that leads, that brought us to Os Hei in this beautiful tshuva. And the Chacham continues, discusses this at length, and maybe in the next year we'll see more, but in the meantime, we already saw ample room to be makel, and there's still a lot more neflos b'Torah Hashem, so hopefully, I pray that with Zoche, that we're able to continue and to see more, and if not, you can, either way, you can look inside in the Yabi Omer, Chelek Yehordeh, Simon Chaf Aleph, in the fourth volume, and you can also look at all of his beautiful Ma'ar Makomos, as always, dozens upon dozens, sometimes hundreds and hundreds of Ma'ar Makomos, this tshuva, this tshuva, this tshuva, this farm you never heard of in your life, and he knew them. It's just unbelievable. So, Shereinu Shezachinu, to see the breadth and depth of Torah. Okay, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.